Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Nun Aleph, and we are at the end of the fifth parak, going into the sixth parak of Maseches Demai, and we are on Nun Amid Beis. Again, today's year is sponsored by Michael and Elmi Rudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we've been talking about Atitz Nakov and Atitz She'ino Nakov, and what the Chiyuvim are. Yesterday, we were just at the end, had a quick little foray into Karbanos, relating to Asham Talui being part of the world of Ashamos on the one hand, but it's very different because maybe it's Baba Nedava, as we said, according to one of the Tanoim, and that's even as a Nafgamina in terms of Achol HaMaisa, what you say in the morning by Karbanos after we bring those, after we say the different formats of the Hiratzons. Okay, so now we're up to the two dots on Nun Amabez. We get back to what the Mishnah had commented about being Torim from one on the other. So we spoke about Nakov al She'eno Nakov, Eino Nakov al She'nakov, and what the halachas are. So then the last two halachas of the Mishnah were Taram, if you take from Demai to for Demai. Demai for Demai, that also we spoke about a little bit. Demai for Demai, Demai for Vadai. So then Shuma V'yasa V'yitrom. So the first halacha is that if I'm bitorim from Demai on Demai, so I have no idea. One of these might have been Hufresh, one of these might not have been Hufresh. So, or Demai on Vadai. Also, the Demai might be totally Chulin. So in that case, Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom. It's Truma, but I have to be Chozer V'torim. But if I took Min Vadai al Demai, the Gemara is going to talk about the difference between these two halachas, but if I take Min Vadai al Demai, so what I took from Vadai for sure is Chayiv, that's not, there's no Chshash that is Chulin, then Truma, it's called Truma, but the Kohen cannot eat it, because if the other thing was Patur, that I took Truma for something that's Patur, and therefore it's basically still Tevel, and therefore the Kohen has to take off his own Shumos Umaiser. So ask the Gemara. Just like what we said from Vadai on Demai, which was the last halacha in the Mishnah, right? Just like that we said, there was a chshash that the Demai is really chulin. So therefore, the part that was so fresh is really tevel. In the case of the Vadai on Demai, right? So the Vadai is Tevel, and the Demai might be Chulin. So if that's really Chulin, so then what I took off to be Truma is really still Tevel, and therefore the coin has to be Mafrish. So just like there's a Chshash, and therefore you have to be Mafrish just in case. So why don't you say the same thing in the case of Demai on Demai? Va'amar min Demai al Demai came. Why in the case of Demai al Demai, in the previous line, we just say, you know, give that to the Kohen, the Truma, but you still have to be Torim, because you're choshesh that maybe it was min hapater lachiyuv. But if that's the case, then why don't we have the same chash that the Kohen should not be able to eat what was given to him without taking off Trumas and Maisrus, right? Basically, what's the difference between the second to last halacha and the last halacha in the Mishnah? Only the last halacha of the Mishnah requires the Kohen to take off Trumas and Maisrus from what he was given, while the second to last halacha does not. What's the difference? So Rabbi Bun, Bar Chia, B'Shem Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Zoso Meres. We're going to go with the Groz Gersot. Question all about the Gersot of this last phrase of the Perek. So we'll go in the Groz Gersot. Zoso Meres says the Suffik Trumas Meiser shall demai kisuffik dimua upater min hadmai. Right, that's the language of the Gra, if you look in the Gosa Gra. There's a difference between the two. In the case of Demai al Demai, right, which is the second to last case of the Mishnah, the case of Demai al Demai, so the piece that you gave to the Kohen is either Truma or it's Chulin. It's Chulin. Those are your two choices. It's either Truma or Chulin. So there the Kohen doesn't have to do anything with it. Because what's the chash? That this was already Pater, it was already Hufrash, so then it's Chulin, so the Kohen could keep it. And the other chash is that there's no chash that it's Tevel Gomor. We don't assume that as one of the Sadims. That's why it's Mutul Kohen. But from Minvadai al Demai, right, because the Rov Ami Aris Ma'asertain, it could generally go by the Rov. But in the case of Vadai al Demai, so we know there's Vadai Tevel here. So one of the Tzadim is that, is this Truma or is this Tevel? So because those are the two tzadim, explains the Gruz Girsa, then that's why he has to be mafresh. So again, that's why there's a difference in the last two cases, because one of the tzadim is that it's still vaday tevel. Right, in the cases where there's two, where they're both demai, so there's a chumra derabanan, even though rov ami aretz ma'asrin hein. But the other tzad is that it is chulin, and then it is a truma or chulin. But if it's truma or tevel, that's why we make him take, right? And that's the girsa that the gra has, that the most it is going to be medume, like a suffik medume. And if it's suffik medume, so then the kohen would be able to take it. Because again, remember, medume is the mixture of truma and chulin. There's no tevel. Good. Hadralach halokem and anachtom. This parak was all about different sources of the truma, of the demai that we got, all different types of bakers, and if you get it from an ani, or an ani gets it from many different balabatim, right? That's what this parak is all about, different types, different tvuas, and whether they're combinable or not, and the different chashos that I have to be nervous about. Maybe just to mention, because the Gra, this spoke about meduma, and it's the Gra that says this. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but it's always worthwhile to mention again, we don't have too much agadata in Demai either. The Gra in Parshas Zos Sabracha, it's quoted in the Kol Eliyahu, about the word meduma. He uses the word meduma in a totally different context outside of the world of Zroim. Meduma is usually meant to be truma and chulin that are mixed up with each other, right? And that's what the Gemara refers to here. But a savik demua, the kohen doesn't have to be mafresh anything because it's either truma or chulin. But the Gra uses this in the machlokas in Baba Basra and in Maseches Menachos about the last eight psukim of the Torah. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? So you remember the machlokas Tanoim about whether it was Moshe Rabbeinu or Yoshua ben Nun. And each one has a very convincing argument, right? One of the opinions says that it had to be Moshe Rabbeinu. How can Moshe Rabbeinu not write part of the Torah? Right, you get a kisvu as a right to give the whole Torah, and you could say that it was after sefer Torah chaser osachas v'ksiv lakoach sefer Torah zeh. He says no, really, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it bedema. Wrote it. Rashi says it means he was crying. He was crying when he wrote it because he had to write v'yamasha Moshe. He was crying. But the other opinion says no, Moshe can't write v'yamasha Moshe. It's not true. It's a sheker. Right, so therefore it must be that Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Fine, that's a machlokas tanoim, different opinions. The first opinion is quoted Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon says it has to be the whole Moshe Rabbeinu. So many of the mafarshim discuss, what does it mean, according to the opinion that Moshe wrote it, that Moshe wrote it bedema? So he was crying. So how did that solve the problem of sheker? Right, he lied. But Yamasha Moshe. Right? Moshe died. He didn't die yet. He had to write that before it happened. Moshe could always write. The Torah could write what's going to happen in the future tense. But you can't write something happened in the past tense if it didn't happen yet. Right? That's sheker. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayamasha Moshe? So different pshatim are given. It's also interesting to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Why was he crying? Was he crying because he was nervous of, right? Rashi quotes, Merov Tsaro, from his great pain. So what was the great pain that Moshe Rabbeinu was in? So Pasha Pshat is that he was going to die, and he was nervous. Right? Rav Soloveitchik has beautiful ideas where he talks about, no, Merov Tsaro, that he couldn't imbue these last eight psukim with full Kedusha Sefer Torah. Because it wasn't true yet, so he couldn't imbue it with full Kedusha Ksav. Again, there's a lot of rayas and lumdas to that, but and that's why he was crying. Because it was a part of Torah that he couldn't teach completely in its great state. Okay, but the Vilna Gaon says maybe bedema means something else, right? Maybe bedema does not mean like Rashi. The Gra could argue on a Rishon, right? He's not halacha l'maisa in any case, but he could do that. He says bedema maybe is from the word meduma, right? Like we have in Zerah meduma, where you have a mixture. What do you mean a mixture? Not going to be a mixture. What kind of mixture are we talking about? See, he relates it to the Ramban and the Agdama, where the Rabban quotes that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shemosef Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah on a deeper, more Kabbalistic level spell out the name of Hashem. The whole Torah put together spells out the name of Hashem. We just don't read it that way. But if you put all the letters and the words together, he says, for example, you can read the first pasuk as Barosh Yisbara Elokim instead of Barosh Yisbara Elokim. Right? So you can read it differently. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only when he gave us the Torah, and the Torah existed before the world was created, right, one of the seven things that existed before the world was created, it didn't exist as we have it now, because things didn't happen yet. So it was in its pristine state, its original state, and when he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu and he dictated the Torah to Moshe, so he dictated it as we have it, separated into letters and into words. But suggest the Gra, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the last eight letters of the Torah, he did not separate it into letters and words as we have it. Those last eight letters were given in its original, pristine, mixed-up state. So it didn't say, Vayam Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. The last eight psukim, all the letters were together. So it said whatever it said. But it was given to Moshe like that. So Moshe did write it, but it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe, because it was Meduma. It was mixed up in its state. Then, after Moshe died, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoshua ben Nun what it really is supposed to say and how to break up the letters. And says the Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim Chayim. Right, they're both correct. Moshe wrote it in this way, and Yoshua wrote it in that way. And it was nitan lo reshus legalo says Torah v'yim kein shnei adios lo pligi ki be'emes kasan Moshe v'lo chaser afilo osachas raki ches psukim elo lo haya yochol lichtov esen nigle v'kasav kfi hatzirufim v'zeo bedema v'Yoshua kasvan kfi nigle ukedas v'Yehuda v'shnei maskim l'dei achas ki nechavu adei shneim adei Moshe hanistar v'hasod v'adei Yehoshua Hanigla, kasher hiksuva biyadenu l'dor vador. So that is an amazing quote in the Kol Aliyo, a thought about Meduma. Okay, Hadra Allah Akleb and Anachtum again, and now we start the seventh parak of Maseches Demai. The seventh parak starts us off with a kablan and a choker, which people might remember from Mishnayos at the end of Bamitzia. Right, different types of sharecroppers, people who work in people's fields. So we'll translate a kablan, a makabel, as a sharecropper. Sharecropper meaning I am working in your field, and I'm going to give you a percentage of the produce, depending how well I do. So I'm going to give you a percentage. You allow me to work in your field. It's your field. And I'm working in there, so I'm going to give you a percentage. So this is going to get into who has the responsibility to be mafresh, to be mafresh the chumas and the maestras. So I'm a kabel, sadeh mi Yisrael, min hanachri, min akusi, the Tanakhama says, whoever, I'm a kablan, I'm a sharecropper in the field, as the Mara Folda says, lemechsa, lishlish, flervia, kederach harisin, he's also called an aris. An aris and a kablan, meaning he gets the owner will get a fixed percentage. So then, cholek lefnehem. So in that case, the sharecropper, the worker, does not have to take off the chumas and the maestras. He could give the percentage, and part of the percentage he could give untithed produce. That's the understanding. He does not have to take off the chelik of the bala sadeh. He could just leave it there. And it's eno meusar. Why is that? As we'll see in the Gemara, by the Shema, tomorrow's daf, yishev Eretz Yisrael. We want people to be sharecroppers. If people aren't sharecroppers, then the farmers aren't going to have people to work in their fields. So we don't want things to be fallow. So we want to make it easier for the sharecroppers. So mishum yishev Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't, if they knew they had to be mafresh before they gave their percentage, they wouldn't be interested in being the sharecropper. So that's why they are just cholek lifnehem. They leave it. The Rambam is medayik the word lifnehen, right? The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and here in Hilchas Meiser seems like it's medavka, so that they know. You have to leave it in front of them so that they see it is untithed. They see it is untithed. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav Alachu Yud Aleph, says the Rambam. Hamakabal sadeh miYisrael omen anachri cholik v'nosin labala sadeh b'fanav kidei sheyeda shetevel natal. The Rambam has those four words in so that he knows that he's taking tevel. Because you're not allowed to sell Tevel, as we saw recently. You're not allowed to sell it. This isn't called selling. Right? This is his own stuff. Kiva Cheyada Shetevel Natal. Says the Radvaz there. Bishlam, why do you have to do this, though, even for in front of a guy then? The guy's not going to be mafresh. He doesn't know that it's Tevel. You have to dafka do it befanav by the guy. Right? By the Jew, I understand so that he knows it's Tevel. But here we're talking about a makabal sada min hanachri cholik v'nosin lebal sada befanav. What do you need befanav there too? Bishlam agabi Yisrael. So, shema yachshav shu mesukan v'yavo lecho mimenu avagabi goy l'may nechosh. What are you nervous about? V'yesh lomar mishum genevas das. Number one, genevas das. Right, Geneva's Das, right, he won't, maybe he'll think that you're, won't know exactly, what you're, missing some of the information. Inami haroeh choshev she iser v'nasan lo v'yavol l'knosu min agoy. He might think if a Jew just goes over to the guy, he might think that I know he has a Jewish sharecropper. The sharecropper must have been mafresh. No, you can't do that. So then when the guy gets it, and the person sees that the guy got it in its natural untied state, so then he wouldn't buy it from him either in that case. That is the Rambam and the Radvaz in Vav Yud Aleph. The Rasilio adds in one detail also, that this sugya gets into the world of Breira. The world of Breira, one of the largest, the Yamshal Shlomo says, maybe it's the largest, most multi-leveled, faceted sugya in all of Shas, in Erevin, and in Adarim, and in Beitza. So here is, what's Breira? Breira means when something becomes clarified in the future. Can I see the roots of that clarification in the past as if it's always been clarified? Right, that's the sugya Breira. Relates to asmachta and relates to tnai. Also, those sugyas. But here, the Ras Yerlio adds in, what are we doing here? Right, he's giving the produce to the owner and basically saying, it's as if, it's not a sale, this was your stuff. This is your stuff, and that's why I don't have to be mafresh your stuff. If I'm selling you stuff, then I have to be mafresh. But here, I'm not selling. I'm giving you your stuff. But the chiddush is that the Gemara here doesn't relate to the shittas of yesh or ein breira. So maybe the chiddush is that even if you say usually ein breira, meaning you don't see the roots of the future separation in the past, even so, this is the world of the Rabbanan, right? So then maybe we could be mako. That's what he says, right? Even though bita oraisa ain breira, bita rabbanan yesh breira, maybe we're just talking about this belongs to this on a daraisa level before you get to the sugya of, we're not talking about tamai here, right? We're talking about just hafrasha, but still mutter because of the yesh of Eretz Yisrael element, says the Ras Yerlio. Okay, there is a question. The Gemara paskins elsewhere, bita oraisa ain breira, bita rabbanan yesh breira. Right, and that's what many Rishonim say. But is that only because the Amshal Shlomo discusses this in one of those many pages that he has on Breira, I think in Maseches Beitza. So is that because basically Lachumra and Lakula, we paskin ain Breira bidaraisa because Savig Lachumra. And we paskin bidarabanan yesh Breira because Savig Lakula. What happens if you have a case where by saying ain Breira it's a Kula? And by saying yesh Breira it's a Chumra? Right? What do you say? Would you say then yesh breira by daraisa because that would create a chumra, right? Or ein breira b'drabana because that would create a kula. So that's a question in the achronim whether the chilik of ein breira b'daraisa and yesh breira b'drabanan is that's the rule or is based on savi daraisa l'chumra savi drabana l'kula. And therefore you could flip it if the application is different. Okay, we're not going to get too much into breira because there's more here, but that's an important discussion that the Ras Yerlio brings up. Okay, so that is by an aris / also called a kablan, where he gives a certain percentage to the owner. So in that case, the Tanakhama says, he could just leave it there, and it's the owner's responsibility. But a choker is different. What's a choker? A choker gives a fixed amount. Choker is called in English a tenant farmer, right? He gives a fixed rental fee, but he's allowed to give that fee based on some of the produce. So it doesn't matter how the field does. The choker's got to give 10,000 bushels, whatever it is, even if it produces a lot or a little. So there, by the choker, the Mishnah has a chilek. HaChoker sada mi Yisrael from a Jew. Torim and osin lo. Right, by the choker, I call him a choker, because I don't want to call him the share. Some say two types of sharecroppers. Whatever, the choker is the one that has the fixed amount. So in that case, he has to be toreim. Doesn't say ma'aser, but he has to take off truma and then give it to the owner. Why? Let's see the first Y line of the Mara Folda. It's based on what assumed agreements are about. Right? Toreim enosi lo, avalo ma'aser. Dechol koker, amanas kein yorid l'sadeh, amanas, for this arrangement, he goes, sheyitin lo chakiruso, miperos hagadelim b'sadeh b'tivlam. Right? Amanas, that he will get all of the produce that grows there, right, in their state of Tevel. Umihu, mishum de'in lahasho satruma, de'efsha lagaran shetiyakir, but, eloki nitra mahatruma mimenu, but we generally don't like the grain leaving the threshing floor, leaving the silos, leaving the field unless truma was taken off. So that's why here he has to be toreim before truma is taken off. The seems to be the by the kablan, by the sharecropper,
The minhag was that the owner just came to the threshing floor. So if he came to the threshing floor, then the kablat, makabel, the sharecropper, doesn't have to take off anything because you're taking it from the threshing floor, so it's all you. It's all the owner. But the choker takes it and then brings it out of the threshing floor area and gives it to the owner, the fixed amount. So we don't want anything leaving the threshing floor without truma being taken off. So that is why he takes off truma. He can't remove truma, so the choker is mafresh. But because he does that, it's not fair. It's not fair that he's going to have to take off first. So the Barafolda continues. He could deduct that truma from the amount that he has to pay. So therefore, he doesn't lose from this. Umigu menacha lo mincha kiruso shira truma demaishna truma mimaiser. Right. The rule is we don't want anything leaving the threshing floor without truma gedola having been taken off of it because of the worry of misa b'dei shamayim. But because the choker is going to lose then, right? So that's why he could deduct that amount from what he has to give the owner. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a Masai, and we assume that whenever Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah is Lafarish. There's no machlokas here. A Masai b'zvashen asan lo miyosa asan miyosa amin. This is fine if the choker is giving from the field and the type that he is working in, so then he could do this arrangement and just take off truma. Avalam nasa lo misada acheres, so mimin acher. But if he's giving from some other field, I'm choker for you in three different fields. So I'm going to give you from the third field for everything, the percent, the amount of money, the rental amount that I owe you. So then maaser venosin lo. Then I'm going to have to take off even maaser. Why am I going to take off even maaser? Why? 2 days of the Mara Fulda. Number one, it's similar to repaying a loan. Dami lo parea chovo. If I'm giving from just you, this field, this is your field, and I'm giving from this field, so then we can look at it. It's not a loan that you owe. This is just some of the stuff that was always his. But here, if you're giving from somewhere else, that has the appearance more of I owe you, and therefore you're not allowed to pay a loan with matnas kahuna. Not allowed to pay a loan with matnas kahuna. So therefore, number one, dami lo parea chovo. Or number two, the second, or you can't pay your loan from tevel. Right, not just Maskuna, from Tevel. Number two is, maybe this is a violation of the Chakiris agreement. The agreement is that you can give me from the produce as long as you're giving me from the produce of this field. Inami ain't das amakir lakabal peiris tfulim. I don't have das, the machkir, the owner, right? I don't have das to take peiros that are tevel, elik shapreya lo meosa salamiosa min, if you give me from here. If you don't give me from here, then that's a violation. I'm not interested in getting tevel. And therefore, 2 days of the Mara fold up. Why exactly, if I give from a different field, I not only have to be toreim, which is the rule for anything leaving the threshing floor, but I also have to be me'aser. Good. Says the Mishnah, continuing the different permutations. Hachoker, sadem en anachri. What happens if I'm choker? That's if I'm choker from a Jew. If I'm choker from a Jew, we just spoke about. The first line of the Mishnah was, if you're Makabel, the sharecropper, where you give a percentage, then it doesn't matter who you took it from. You could just leave it, right? But by Chakiris, right, by choker, what we just said was, if you're choker from a Jew, from a Yisrael, you have to take off Truma. If it's from a different field, you have to take off even Maaser. What about choker? So then, Nachri, Maaser, Venosin Lo. From a Nachri, you have to be Maaser. Why? What are you Maaser for? You're giving it to a guy. The answer is, the Mara Folda explains based on the Gemara, we're konis him, we fine him. Because we don't want Jews being choker sadehus, right? That, just buy it! Get it from a guy! It has to do with los achanim and allowing the non-Jews, the idolaters, to have a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. So if we make him be Maasers, then maybe that's gonna motivate him to just buy it. By a Makabel, we didn't fine, because it's not so common. Right, choker was more common. Choker is the guy, I pay you at a fixed amount and I get everything else. That was a common arrangement. To give you a percentage, that was less common, and Chazal did not feel that they needed to find there. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Afa Makabel Sada Avosav Menagoy, Maaser Venosin Lo. Even if you're Makabel, getting back to the first type of case, a sharecropper with the percentage, if you're getting Stay Avosav, what happens? Your father, your grandfather, sold the ancestral piece of land to a guy. Because they needed money, whatever it is. So now you become a choker on your family's plot of land. So there too, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's an opportunity that Chazal thought that you'd want to get this land back. So we make you be ma'aser, right? So that will motivate you to buy the land back from the guy. Okay, all relating to Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Like that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divir, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. these words of the Reisha of the Mishnah, that a Kabbalan is always Pater. Doesn't matter if he's from a Goy, doesn't matter if he's from a Jew, from a Kusi, doesn't matter. The Tanakhama said a Kabbalan is always Pater. So that was from Shruma Gamliel. Aval Divrei Chachamim, Mi Yisrael Cholek, Min HaGoy Torim. Right, but the Chachamim say, if you're a Kablan from a Jew, then you can just leave it there. But if you're a Kablan from a Goy, then you have to be Torim. Why? Because it's the Knas, right? The Pnei Moshe explains that we have a Knas by a Makabal, just by a Choker, in order to try to get it back. That's the Pnei Moshe. The Rasilio says maybe we don't want the Kohanim and Levim not to have anything, so we'll use this case to at least get them something. Vitani Kane, and we also have a Tosefta that has this, Machlokes. We change the next word, right? I read this a few times. I'm like, how is this a Machlokes and a parallel? So if you learn to change the next word too, Hamakabel. Hamakabel sada minagoy torim minosin lo. So again, we just said it's a machlokes tanoim whether kablon minagoy what the halacha is. Right, kablon sada minagoy torim minosin lo. Right, that's what the chachamim just said. Reb Shiva Gamliel, what do you mean? Ma'am yirtz hagoy hazeh shelo litron peirosav ein rashoy. If a goy doesn't want to be mafrish his fruit, right? If the goy doesn't have to be mafrish, and therefore, if you're mafrish before you give it to him, it's like a chov. Ein chavin la adam ela b'fanav. Right, and then you don't. There's no. You're not chov la machayiv la adam, and therefore the guy's not interested in having stuff taken off and then deducting from the right. We said you're allowed to be Torah, but then you deduct it from what you have to give him. The guy doesn't want you to deduct anything, right? And therefore elacholik miniach lafana. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like the our Mishnah says that a makabel, a kablan, it just leaves it. He never has to be mafresh. Good. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Atem Gam Atem. Once we're talking about a Goy, an Afrasha, so we get into a huge topic. We referred to this already yesterday. Atem Gam Atem, L'Rabo Shluch Hachem. The word Atem by Afrasha Shruma includes, you can make a Shliach, Shlichus for Afrasha Shruma, but we say, Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Af Shluch Hachem B'nei Bris. Just like you are Jewish, right, so too your Shliach has to be Jewish. A Goy is excluded from being a Shliach. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. Atem osim shliach, ve'in agoy osim shliach. A goy cannot make a... you can't make a shliach. Only Jews are in the parsha of shliach. So again, ma'atem osim shliach, ve'in agoy osim shliach. And the goy can't make a shliach, right? He's excluded from the parsha of shlichus. There's a lot to talk about, but I guess let's just try to finish the Amud first, and then we'll see what we can fit in. Rabbi Yossi Amar, now we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yossi thought to say, Ein a goy osa shliach yad acher chaveira. A goy can't make, what is that being excluded? A goy can't make a goy a shliach. Habi Yisrael osa. But a goy can make a Jewish shliach. Right, that's what we thought maybe this exclusion means. That a goy can make a goy a shliach, but he can make a Jewish shliach. Amar Reb Zeira Umina. No, from the pasuk we darshan otherwise. From it we darshan otherwise. Atem osim shliach velo be Yisrael. You can make a shliach velo be Yisrael, right? Meaning that's the look at the Mara fold up. Hada atem osim shliach velo mi Yisrael. I'm sorry, right? He reads it as a bitmiya. Chai bitmiya she b'shliach b'Yisrael ayi hachnami b'goy she'ino osa afilu b'Yisrael. Right, atem osem shliach el velo b'Yisrael uvedichvasei ein agoy osa shliach afilu b'Yisrael. Right, and therefore it has to be parallel. And therefore says the just like the Jew is included in the whole world of shlichus, a goy is excluded from the whole world of shlichus. They're parallel to each other. The Gemara just ends off and says, but 1 second, Heser Roshia, v'hamathnisa messiah l'Rabbi Yassa. Right, we changed the girsa. But didn't the earlier Brisa support Rabbi Yassa? Because what's the language of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we just quoted in the Tosefta a few lines ago? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ma im yirtza agoy hazeh shelo litrom. Hey, if the guy didn't want to be mafresh shuma, doesn't he have that option? Didn't want to be mafresh shuma? What does that sound like? That he could have been mafresh shuma. Ain't no, right? He wouldn't. But sounds like if he wanted to, he can be torim. And if he can be torim, maybe he can be torim with he's in the parsha of truma, which maybe would then put him in the parsha of making the Jewish liach. Okay, so that's the possibility. We'll have to see if this holds up lamaskana. But again, this is a big topic about a goy in the world of a shlichus. First, there's a big discussion. What about an eved knani? In Eved Kenani, who's somewhere in the middle. So the Rishonim discuss in Gittin Daf Chav Gimel, It just came up in the Daf Yomi and the Bavli, but in Gi and Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara has an Ibaya, whether an Eved could be a Shliach LeKabel Get Isha Miyad Baila. Whether an Eved could be a Shliach, an Eved Kanani could be a Shliach LeKabala for a woman. The Gemara says, no, he's not Betoras. He's not Betoras. So it sounds like he's not Betoras Get to Vikidushin, but he is in the world of Shlichus. So the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Rishay, it's not that Eved Kanani is in the world of Shlichus, right? He's partly Jewish, but it's just a Goy is excluded. So again, a Goy is the only one. Is there ever cases of a Shlichus of a Goy? So there's a Rashi at the end of Masechta Shabbos that says maybe Amira La'akum is based on Shlichus L'Goy L'Chumra Midirabanan. Right, maybe, right? There's three different days in the Rishonim. Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum asking a guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos. In the case, there are certain cases that it's mutter, but in the cases that it's usher, the smag holds that there's a medrash that says it's daraisa. The Ramban ala Torah says it can't be daraisa. Everybody assumes it's darabanan. So we assume it's darabanan. But three different days in the Rishonim. Why is Amir La'akum usher? So the Rambam says, because if you ask a guy to do it, then Xera, you might come to do it. Right, number one. Number two, the Rashi Maseches Avodah Zarah tells us, well, it's v'daber dover, right? It's talking about things that are not Shabbistic on Shabbos. And the Rashi at the end, the Maseches Shabbos, right, the beginning of that perek about Hamachshich Mishehechshich, the Rashi says maybe he's your shliach. Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. And therefore, there is a concept, a little bit, l'chumra, maybe will be machmir for that. There could be shlichus, the Magen Avraham suggests, shlichus of a goy to a goy on a derabbanan level. That's the concept of mechiras chametz. What if a goy, you sell your chametz to a goy, can he sell to another? Can you make a shliach of one goy to sell to another guy? Right, talks in the context there. So there could be some type of shlichus. There are cases where a goy might be involved where you don't really need shlichus, you just need a result being achieved. Right, the Machane Ephraim discusses doing the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Right, putting up a fence. Let's say you only have some non-Jewish workers to put up a fence. Are you yotze to the mitzvah of ma'akeh with a goy putting up the fence? So it could be yes, because it's a result-oriented, and therefore, once they do it, but that might not really be shlichus. Shlichus is what you need a maisa done. Here, just to create the result, you know, it could be that that's not really called shlichus. But again, the technically, a guy is excluded from the world of shlichus, as our Gemara said, but he might be included in some cases which don't really require shlichus or midrabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, the next couple of days the schedule might be a little different in terms of when the daf gets up. But by the Hashem, after a couple of days, I'll be traveling, so things will get back into a regular schedule in terms of the daf being up each day. The next couple of days, it might be up at different hours. Okay, but we will stop here.